already dive it in, man. Head first.
Lucky number 13, yeah. Episode season 5.
Yeah.
How you feeling, Malik?
Good, man. It's been a couple weeks.
It's funny because on the last episode, we were like, yo, we're coming back for sure next week. But like, we're liars, yo, so it's all good.
Yeah, yeah. How can they trust us?
Yeah,
how can
they trust us? Yeah, it's a bi-weekly podcast.
Man, it's crazy. The thing is, though, like, it's you'll realize fast that the summer creeps up quick, right? Because like all of a sudden we're like in March, we're like, when's it gonna be warm out? When's it gonna be this? And then now it's like, oh shit, okay, like now there's like things going on and like plans are popping and all that. So
everyone's in a good mood.
Yeah, finally.
People just talking to random people. I'm like, I like this.
It's
you just, know,
it's kind of nice, bro, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's finally feeling like summer. I mean, it took like a long time to get here. And I will admit, like last weekend was cold as fuck. So I'm like, I don't even know if we're really past it all or if like this is still one of those things. But like, there's not a cloud in the sky.
We're
beautiful day.
We're good.
Super sunny. Like, it's been like this for a couple of days. So, like, you just got
to. Shorts are out for the most part. Yeah. Like, the wardrobe was changing.
AC's on.
Yeah.
You know, AC's finally. On.
Yeah.
It's good, though, man.
Yeah. What have you been up to? It's been 2 weeks or a week and a half.
A week and a half, bro. Yeah. I mean.
What's the highlights? What's the highlights?
Celebrating my 32nd birthday,
jeez,
bro.
Jeez.
The big 32, man.
That's crazy.
Turned 32 last Friday.
Yeah.
Blessed to have a good life.
Right.
Honestly, didn't really get up to much. I think when you get older, like,
birthdays,
like, become a little bit different. Like, I remember back in the day when we used to do my birthdays at the Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, man, those were fucking sick. Like, those were popping, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
you get the Facebook group, get a bunch of people.
Yeah, get a Facebook group, bunch of people coming out. Everyone's having a good time, you know what I mean?
Now people are busy, number one.
Too. I know.
And you also just don't want to be out that late.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm like, damn, it's like 11. Like, I'm pretty sure on my birthday, like, I got home at, like, maybe 11, 11:30.
You're like, that was a good day. That was
I was like, damn, I stayed out late tonight.
Shit. What am I going to do tomorrow?
No, but I don't know. Kept it casual. Like, went home to Ottawa. Just met up with a couple friends.
Yeah.
Had dinner with my family. A nice home-cooked meal.
Good shit.
For my birthday dinner.
Nice.
And the next day, I went golfing. And
That's a 32-year-old.
That's a 32-year-old ass
activity right there, man.
That's fun, man. You ever go golfing?
No. I mean, other than...
like a driving range?
Yeah,
a
driving range or mini golf, you know? But never been golfing. I think I would enjoy it, but I don't know.
For me, it's like... I never like grew up playing it or
Definitely not.
And I'm like, I play a lot of basketball. I've played a bit of hockey, you know, I've never really had another sport outside of those two things. Maybe like tennis a little bit.
Okay.
But like, to me, golf is it's a very unique challenge because it's very different than every other sport I've ever played. So it's like, I get to like learn something again.
Like, is there anything that's transferable to golf? That would have helped.
Like walking.
It's an interesting sport for sure.
It's very difficult to like go in. It's not one of those ones where you can just come in and be a natural.
No, you have
to take lessons.
Even the swinging, man. Like, I know a driving range is very different, but like just the motion of swinging.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much went into that. And like my side was hurting after the first time.
It's like, damn.
I'm not doing this right, you know?
Yeah, but you're turning into 32-year-old me. But it was fun, man. And then yesterday I drove home.
Yeah.
You know, spent the day with my girlfriend and just enjoyed it and enjoyed the weather.
32. Yeah. This is 32.
This is 32.
That's going to be the podcast title. This is 32.
Here it is.
I rate it. I had a very different time. I had a very different time. It's summertime, man. Things are open. We are outside. The day parties are back.
Yes, sir.
The day parties are back, and they're fun, man. Like, I don't know. I realize how much, like, I really missed that of just, like, dope DJs in Toronto, good food, bare people, like, especially, like, when it's these black parties, too. It's just, like, everyone just chilling. No screw face. Everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
People are styling. People are dressed out.
Yeah.
Listening to dancehall, Afrobeat, and
just having a good. How can you have a bad time?
And I'm
time?
In bed before midnight, you know,
yeah,
before 11 sometimes. So it's like, had a couple of those. Me and my friends did like an impromptu barbecue as well.
Yeah, I saw that, by the way.
Yo, hey,
yeah, we gotta pull up the clip. Pull up the clip.
Pull up the clip. Yeah.
Man, hopefully it wasn't you.
Some burnt burgers from not me, you know. But then the rest were fine.
See, this is when you need a 32-year-old
to work the grill.
She had to work the grill. That's part of the job requirement.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you come with the grill slippers and everything, the slides.
Oh
No, it was a good time, man. Like, summer's kicking off, and what it's reminding me is that how expensive the summer is about to be.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Because I can't say no, right? Like,
oh, yeah. It's very hard to.
Yeah. And vacation, I still got to book. I'm trying to do something big.
Yeah.
Like, big.
Okay.
Like month-long plus. Like,
okay. Where are we thinking, though?
So first it's going to be like a man's trip for like a week. Maybe it's Paris, you know?
Yep.
We're partying in Paris. And then if I have things my way.
Couple fine gentlemen. In Paris.
You know? A collection of men in
Paris.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't know what kind, but, exactly. You know, yeah, a couple. Like a few gentlemen.
You'll see that on IG. and then I want to do Southeast Asia. So that's where I want it to be. Like an extensive trip,
yeah,
where I can do like 3-4 countries, Indonesia, Thailand, go see Alyssa in Cambodia,
yeah, shout out to Alyssa,
Thailand, maybe another one add in there, Vietnam, if my boy Thomas will pull up,
yeah.
And that's one where like I'd really like to use, because where I work now, I can work outside of the country for an X amount of time, I've never used that to its full advantage.
That's sick, man.
So I want to do it now.
Yeah,
you know. So if all that works out, I'll be in Southeast Asia for like a month, you know,
maybe longer. Man. And that's the benefit of like flexible kind of like working. Time zone is going to hit you like a brick probably.
Probably. But
like,
yeah.
But you'll start your day at like, I don't know how it works. You start at like,
yeah,
like
I think it's 8 hours
or like, you know, 1 a.m. or some shit. And then just fucking,
yeah.
Hey, like, I don't know.
Figure it out, you know? Yeah, I'm young. I'll make it work. Yeah. But yeah, hoping to make that happen. You know, sprinkle in a few New York trips. Hoping to also go to Jamaica this year. It's been a minute. Montreal, easy. Yeah. Do that whenever.
Yep.
But
yep.
Yeah, man. Hey, this stuff is in my mind. I need it to be like solidified. Yep. But we're getting there.
I hear you, bro.
What about you? You were trying to travel the whole world, right?
Yeah, I got Ireland, got Sweden.
Bro, the pictures in Sweden are going to be crazy.
Oh, it's going to be wild, man. It's going to be great. Yeah. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be.
Pictures for us, real life for you. You know, like you'll see it with your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be different, man.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. We're gonna do a little bit of traveling outside of the big city. Get to a cottage.
A
cottage weekend in Sweden. I think it'll be really cool. It'll be an experience that I've never had. And like Ireland's gonna be also like very cool. Like I've never been to Europe at all. So I think it'll be like very different kind of like cultures and stuff to experience in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then literally we fly home from Sweden. 2 days after that is like one of my good buddies' bachelor parties in Muskoka. So I'm gonna haul my ass up there and keep the good.
Bro, you got bare bachelor parties, man.
Bro, I got 4 weddings this summer. Bro.
Oh, jeez.
4 weddings, basically 4 bachelor parties.
Yeah. 4 different suits.
4 different suits. Yeah,
yeah, bro. Jeez.
It's gonna be a lot.
A little pricey, but hey, memories, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But,
you're probably wondering why I'm wearing this Miami Heat jersey right now. Also for the camera, let's zoom in right here.
There you go.
This is a LeBron James Miami Heat jersey, by the way.
Throwback.
Game 7 tonight, bro. Who would have thought? So,
today's Monday.
You know, the Heat were up 3-0 in the series, shocked the Celtics on the brink of elimination.
Yeah.
Celtics come back.
Yeah.
Who you got tonight? Game 7 in Boston.
Butler's my guy.
Yeah.
Butler is my guy.
He is that. He is him.
He is him. He has to be him tonight.
Like, yeah.
I do not think he is capable of letting this game slip tonight.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Everything is on the line right now. He's so close.
Yeah.
I have to put my money on Butler.
Yep.
You know?
And who, like, I mean, it's like a battle to whoever's going to get swept in the NBA finals. You know what I mean?
For the Heat to be... I even just want to give, like, I'm not a Celtics fan, but I got to give them credit because this is amazing.
Yeah, I can't hate.
This is amazing. Like, even if they did lose, like, that is crazy that they were able to do what they did.
Yeah.
You know, like, reverse it, kind of go three in a row. Like, what?
Yeah.
I knew they'd probably win, like, 1, maybe 2, but, like, the 3 is, like.
The 3 is wild, man.
Yeah.
It's different.
And Denver's just chilling. Has been chilling for a bit.
Denver's on vacation.
Yeah, they're like, you guys sort this shit out.
Yeah, they're like, you guys get it done. Yeah. Hey, we'll figure out, like.
Yeah.
You know, when you guys are coming over here.
Man, you see that post on, they're posting that the Heat apparently have already booked their flight to Denver.
Oh yeah, after games,
after game. Tonight's game, they already have their flight scheduled for Thursday's game 1 of the NBA finals.
Damn.
And I'm like, I don't know if this is just like reporting it that way or do both teams have flight scheduled? You know what I mean? Like, are they just trying to create that as like,
yeah, I don't know.
You know, as a little narrative to like get people in the comments riled up.
But it's also like, I mean, they fly private anyways.
Yeah.
So it's so like,
it's like, you know, are you just like, creating a story here?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah. What are we doing?
They're
here?
Overconfident. Oh my God. And it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, well, it's like, funny. Well, it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. But it'll be good, man. These NBA playoffs have been,
they've been given
outstanding.
Man. Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah.
And like, people always talk shit about the NBA saying, oh, like the best teams always go to the finals, and or like the super teams always make it to the finals.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's the super team? The Celtics, maybe? Yeah.
Who would have said Denver, right?
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Denver, and like,
like before the season started, I
yeah,
mean, you know, like
totally.
Obviously Denver is an amazing
Denver's
team.
Like, yeah, they're the number one team, yeah. But like, they have like drafted all of their players for the most part. They like, yep. The pieces of who they picked up are like role players.
Yeah.
Like, they're a good team. They're a homegrown team. They're kind of like the Warriors, man.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, that was just assembled, and then they became what you could... People try to call it a super team, but, like, they were assembled.
They drafted and built their team.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
You know? And yeah. It's a lot of respect. And even the Heat, man. Like, the Heat are a bunch of, like, undrafted, late-draft guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are, like, at the, you know, point of potentially jumping to, like, their what? Second NBA finals in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're what? How many years in a row did they make it to the finals with LeBron? Like, they've been one of the most successful franchises in the last 13 years. In the last 13 yeah. years, they made the finals, what, like six times?
Yeah, I guess LeBron.
Like,
yeah.
four times with LeBron.
Right, right.
They made it to the finals. I don't know. Regardless, like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's very impressive.
Yeah.
I love to see it.
And then with Wade,
basketball.
Like, 06 is when they won.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they've been a very legitimate franchise since they started.
Yep.
And it's fucked because, like, I'm pretty sure they started, like, I don't know, in the 90s or, like, the late 80s.
Yeah, they're not that old of a team.
Yeah, no. And the Raptors are, like, you know, in that same realm. And I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fuck, man. Like, bro, these guys figured it out. Come on. Like, they got yeah. what? Three championships out of this.
Man, yeah. So it's not so much even about the team because, like, obviously the Heat has won many I mean, yes, many, you know, many times before. But, like, Butler's never won. And
yeah.
How can you not like that guy?
Yeah, man.
And Lowry, too. You want him to win another one.
Yeah,
why not?
For sure.
You know, why not get two? I don't want the Celtics to win. They've
yeah.
won enough,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
historically.
Yeah. I just can't get yeah. behind Boston teams, man.
Nah.
I just can't do it.
Yeah. Denver would be amazing because first time they've – been to the finals, right?
Yeah, this is the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I think there's like a very legitimate chance that they're gonna win. Yeah. Like, they look almost unbeatable.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they swept LeBron,
which
and
is crazy.
AD, which is like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You guys just like cooked their way to the finals.
Hey, man.
Should be good, man. Tune in.
Yep. Yeah. People listening now, they'll already know who's in the finals, but we'll see, man.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's move on here to our favorite
yeah.
movie franchise
let's
of
go.
All time.
Let's go.
Did you ever watch Too Fast, Too Furious? Way, way back?
I think I watched the first three. So it was the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
There's Too Fast, Too Furious.
Too Furious.
And then there
favorite.
Is Tokyo Drift.
Is that the
Fast
third?
Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift. And
right.
after that, I was like,
with Bow Wow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last
like,
one I watched.
I was
yeah.
like, I think that's it. Like, I think, like, I don't know how they, keep going after
yeah.
this.
And they had, like, Fast left. 4 and then 5. And I don't know the names, but, like, they just kept going, and now they're at 10.
Yeah.
Fast 10.
Yeah, and I'm like, I saw this fucking hilarious, like, meme. It was, like,
yeah.
on TikTok where it was, like, the most ridiculous, unrealistic situations that happen
yeah,
in Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
And it's like one of them was where like Vin Diesel like stomped on the ground on like a parking lot and it
yeah.
like broke and a guy fell through the thing. And I'm like, man, this is hilarious.
When they started to give them powers is when I was like, oh.
I was like, okay.
We're
like,
doing something different
bro,
here.
This isn't even about cars.
Yeah,
anymore.
No.
Like, who's mad?
Wait,
like,
yeah.
who's furious?
Yeah, like to watch the first one and then watch the 10th, it's a completely different franchise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The shit they're doing with the cars is just ridiculous. But clearly people love this shit because
for sure.
319 million globally opening weekend.
Jesus.
It just came out pretty much.
319.
$319 million dollars opening weekend. And my question is like, who is watching this shit? Because like none of my friends have ever brought this up in a non-ironic way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't think of a conversation I've ever had with my friends being like, "Yo, is anyone down to go see the latest Fast and Furious movie?" Everyone's like, "Yeah, let's fucking do it."
Yeah,
I've been waiting for this shit to come out.
I don't even know where the story is right now. I don't, you know?
Yeah, like
I know Dom, and that's about you know.
Yeah, is that Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel? Yeah.
Yeah, like what's he doing?
Man, he wants a spinoff. He was saying.
For well, the whole fucking thing
it's about
is a
you.
Spin-off, bro.
It's
the,
about you.
The whole thing is
he's
a
like, yeah, the Toretto family needs a spinoff. I'm like, do they though? I don't know, man. He's really trying to milk that role, you know? But
I mean, I don't think I've seen Vin Diesel in any other movie.
I was bringing that up, yeah.
What
I think
other
he's
movies?
In Guardians of the Galaxy, so he's the voice of the character. But
okay,
what is he in, like, as an actor physically?
Yeah,
I don't know. He
sorry,
is his
Vin
character.
Diesel.
Like, he walks around with the tank top and the cargo pants.
Yeah,
like
he's not
character.
Even acting at this point.
He's not acting.
Yeah.
No.
He said people pay to see Vin
this
Diesel
is
and they're going to get
yeah,
fucking Vin Diesel. You know what I mean?
Probably and I know Ludacris is in it too. Shout out to Ludacris. But yeah, I mean, who the fuck is watching this shit? I don't know. If you guys are, let me know.
Let me know.
Are we missing anything?
And I'm not like, yeah. And I'm not shitting on anyone who does, right?
It's no,
like,
no,
I'm just
no.
Like, I'm just like, I'm very interested to see who actually spends money to go see these movies.
Yeah.
We should go see this movie.
Yeah, we probably won't, but yeah.
Let's get it done.
You know?
So anyways, if you're watching the new Fast and Furious movie or have watched any Fast and Furious movie after the
Tokyo
third one,
Drift, yeah.
Let me know how they were because apparently know? They're fucking smashing.
They gotta
it.
Be
who are
great.
The script writers for that? They're like, all right, guys, for this one, let's do 15 exploding cars instead of 12.
Have they been in space yet? Probably. They're probably
I'm guessing so.
Yeah,
maybe.
Somehow. Like a car goes off the ramp and then lands
and then
on
like,
the sun or the moon.
Yeah, yeah, like lands on the fucking moon or some shit.
Yeah, probably.
Anyways.
Probably. Let's keep moving.
Let's keep moving. Here's an interesting question. So, and this kind of like came from like that fucking guy who made the comment. He was like, we should start a podcast. Yeah, we should start a podcast. And I'm like,
still
fuck
on your mind.
Man. I'm like, damn, this guy fucking really lives rent free in my head.
Still
bro.
On your mind.
But I was thinking about like the type of content that we put out, where this was founded from. We really started this shit from like watching TV or watching ads or whatever and just fucking tearing them apart.
Yeah,
and like this
so.
Is
yeah.
dog shit.
Yeah.
Like this is certified dog shit. You
yeah,
know what
yeah.
I mean?
We've highlighted a few.
We've highlighted a couple
like,
decent
know?
Ones, but like for the most part, we're like, damn, this sucked.
It's trash.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah. It's absolutely trash. I was thinking, like, what makes an ad campaign, like, good? Like, what would make you be like, yo, it's actually a fucking sick ad? Or,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I want to buy that shit now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not TV. I mean, it's the medium, right? Like, it's the channel that it's if I'm just speaking to myself personally, right? Like, a really
yeah, like
good
a,
ad is something I'm seeing on social media.
Yeah.
I bought products on Instagram before.
yeah, yeah.
Because it was just well positioned. The product made sense. Maybe there's like a little skit related to it or something like
sure.
that. Or there's like, I won't say an influencer, but like it's attached to someone that
it's
I
not,
like.
Yeah. It's not like a celebrity being like, oh, I'll
yeah,
buy this
yeah. BioSteel or whatnot.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
So it's Vin Diesel's trying to sell you
shit,
a BioSteel.
Probably.
You know?
But yeah, I mean, I bought shoes before online. I bought clothing that I saw online because it just was well positioned and where I was on TikTok or where I was online or Twitter or whatever it is. And it's funny, I always feel like an idiot when I do buy that stuff. I'm
they
like, fuck,
they
got
me, man.
They got
they
me.
Fucking got me.
But it needs to be like really well targeted.
Yeah.
And the problem with TV commercials is it's a blast.
It's never targeted.
It can't really be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Region specific, sure, but like they can't target a specific person. But I actually really, I'm someone that like appreciates that I'm being followed online. I appreciate that like they can, like Google has a sense of who I am as a person based on where I frequent and what websites, and they're able to show ads to me that they think will make sense.
Yeah.
And most of the time they do make sense.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I worked in advertising that I appreciate that, but I'm like, I actually don't have a problem with that. You know,
I would
I mean?
Rather see shit that's like somewhat relevant, even if I don't want it.
Yeah.
And like a bunch of shit that like is on TV that you're like, okay, like.
Don't show me a Pamper ad because
yeah,
know, I don't have kids.
Yeah. And
I don't
like,
have a car. Don't show me a car ad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
well, don't you think that like. I don't know. It's interesting to hear you say that, right?
Because
yeah. It's not even about like a campaign that's actually no. good. It's just like,
it's a good
man,
product.
Is a product good?
Yeah.
And just like, show me how the product fucking will make the things that you know about me fucking easier. Yeah, right?
That's it.
And like TV.
I mean, I'm pretty easy. I won't lie. Like, if it's a good, you know, for all the advertisers watching this shit, like, if it's a good product and the comments are good and people are like raving about it, I'll do my own research on Reddit and stuff like that. But man, you got my credit card, man. It's tied to my Instagram profile. I'll go buy that shit, bro.
Yeah. You can hack this shit and buy it yourself.
Yeah, bro. You know what I mean? Like, no, what about you, though? I feel like you're going to give me a completely different answer.
But, like, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's different. I think it's, like, very similar. Because, like, I don't really have the answer. I don't buy a ton of stuff online.
Right.
But it's, like, the way that it's served up to you matters so much. I went to this, like, conference a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was like this like CPG, like shopper marketing conference kind of thing, right?
Exciting, yeah.
Yes, you're all right. But I actually learned a lot. It was actually it was way more interesting than I thought it was going to be.
Right.
Because the first guy that came up, he was talking about like how like brands need to like lead with like, let's call it purpose or something like that.
Sure.
And like that's a very like, you know, wishy-washy way of saying like just get your shit together. Yeah. But he brought up examples like Patagonia, and they market themselves as like a sustainability company versus like a, you know, an apparel company that has like that donates to, you know, environmental cause or whatever.
Yeah.
And like that makes the brand more appealing because you're like, oh shit, like this actually stands for something. It's like woven into the DNA of what the brand actually is.
Right.
And I felt that stuck out to me a lot. But he said that, like, we got into conversations around, like, digital media and stuff. And he, like, there was a study that was done that said 70% of, like, programmatic digital advertising is never seen by the people that you want it to be seen by. Oh, wow. 70%. All the media agencies are in the room were like, fuck. Like, looking at their clients being like,
not us.
Bro, it's not us, I swear, right? But I'm like, I think there's so much merit to that data.
Right.
Because it's like, okay, you're spending so much money on advertising trying to reach me. And it's not even getting to the right place. Like, there's an ad for a product that's out there right now that I need and I want that's on a digital banner somewhere that I'm never going to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, like, you guys actually suck at fucking marketing, right?
Yeah.
But to jump back to the original question, what makes an ad or marketing campaign good? Like, I actually don't know the answer to that. And I think it's, like, I'm aware enough that, like, it's extremely subjective. Like, if I see a fucking ad with LeBron in it, I'm like, that product's sick because I like LeBron. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm a very simple guy. I'm a basic guy.
Most people are. You know what I mean? Celebrity endorsements work.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's actually cool. But, like, I agree with your notion of, like, if it's on TV, I'm never usually, like, you know, I question, like, oh, like, this ad on TV is telling me that I can get, you know, $15 pizza at Domino's for 2 weeks. Man, I'm like, I'm not retaining any of that shit enough to be like, okay, cool, better write that down and order Domino's tonight.
No.
Like, you know what I mean?
Get me in my email, maybe.
Yeah, get me in my email.
If I'm like, subscribed to Domino's, you know what or something, I mean? You know, but
if I have the app, send me a push notification.
That's the thing, man. It's like, it needs to be personalized.
Yeah.
And here's the issue, though. Like, if we're saying all this, it's like, to that brand that hasn't had that foot in the door to enter your personalized space, and it's like, okay, how do I reach Malik?
Yeah,
I don't know, man. You gotta figure that shit out.
Yeah, figure it out, bro.
Figure that out.
You know,
these aren't products we need. Like,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't need this shit, man.
I don't need many things in life. You know? I want that shit. You need to make me want it.
Yeah,
that's on you.
Exactly. And the products where I'm like, I actually want this. Like, I remember being like, oh, I want to buy AirPods. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not thinking about any other fucking brand. I'm just thinking about AirPods.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know that I'm going to get that.
And they're not like, even the best product. You know that.
Totally.
It's the way it's positioned.
How do we interrupt his consumer journey? I'm like, I don't think you can, bro.
Yeah.
I think you're too late. Like, you're not going to get me with Beats.
Yeah.
Although the Beats ones I heard are fire. Couldn't be me though.
Man. When they drop the black AirPods, I'm buying those too.
Yeah. you know?
It's a good question though, because all the money spent into these campaigns. I mean, they do serve their purpose.
Yeah, totally.
100%. It's just I can only speak to myself, right? And it doesn't work on me.
Yeah.
Personally.
Remember when we said that advertising doesn't work?
Yeah.
I think remember we wrote an advertising article about doesn't that. Work.
Yeah. You said what?
I think some advertising doesn't work.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if shit's getting thrown up, like 70% of programmatic digital ads, like as a waste of probably like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
and like media agency fees and like to get everything out there is useless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's what do you, is there an ad that has really stood out, or we already kind of answered that and we said there wasn't, but what was the last thing that you bought that you can kind of relate or you can kind of link to an ad of some sort? I'm trying to think too, and it's hard, but
like maybe BioSteel, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe BioSteel. Yeah, or like, you know, Prime, like the drink. Yeah. Like yeah, maybe yeah. that, Prime, but that's okay, not Prime, even, but right. that's not even like marketed to like, I haven't seen an ad for any
that's
of that
like Jake
shit.
Paul's drink?
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. I've never seen an ad for any of that stuff. I barely see ads for BioSteel.
I don't even. I don't, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But I will say it's like the environment that I'm in. I think if you're like closer to advertising and marketing, you realize how influenced you are by things around you kind yeah. of thing. Like I probably never would have started drinking BioSteel if it wasn't like available to me at work,
yeah,
or
yeah.
like Red Bull. Or,
that's more marketing in
but
general,
it's like sponsorship, right?
Right? Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm exposed to all that kind of stuff, and it's funny because like partners at my work will spend so much money to reach fans. I'm like, bro, I think you like got me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I actually will try this, or I will use this product, or you know, functionally, yeah. right? I'm just looking for things that are going to make my life simpler, make my life easier.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't, like, recall, like, an ad of something that I saw being like, oh, I really, really want that.
Yeah.
Other than maybe, like, an ad for, like, Popeyes or, like, Burger King or something
even,
like
yeah.
that.
The food one doesn't really work on me much, but...
It doesn't really work on me that much.
What
but
it
like,
is now is more so marketing of, like, if I'm on TikTok and... Gusto 101 does a partnership with a reviewer, and then they're like, oh, take you into Gusto 101, and
yeah,
here's
yeah,
what I liked about it, here's what I didn't like. To me, that's like, that's marketing, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this makes sense. They're giving me their honest review.
It's a better ad than like a TV production.
Yeah, imagine a TV ad for a restaurant. I'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah, you're like,
Eastside
Mario's?
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
what is this fucking Swiss
Chalet?
Yeah,
what kind of Swiss Chalet?
You know what I mean? I do fuck with Swiss Chalet, though.
They're all right, man.
You
they're
know?
All right, yeah.
Anyways, it's an interesting question.
That's a good question.
We'll ask you guys, what makes an ad campaign good? What makes an ad campaign, like, what's going to convert you? I think this will be very rich data.
Yeah, I think so. Because no one wants to really admit that marketing works on them.
Yeah.
Marketing works on all of us.
Marketing works on every single person.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the advertising and the way that you reach them is like, I would say the way you put it perfectly.
Yeah.
The way that you reach people is more important than what the actual thing that you're putting in front of them is.
Yeah, right? Yeah. As our professor Brent used to say, do you remember Brent?
Yeah, shout out to Brent, bro.
Barbarito. You need to reach them where they live, work, and play, I think
yeah.
he was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I remember that marketing class.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's still true, man.
Yeah.
It's very, very simple, traditional, but there's facts to it.
Let's go. Let's move on here. The latest about our favorite billionaire, Elon Musk.
So soft.
Neuralink. So this is a company he's been working on since 2016. They've now been cleared for human trials by the FDA, so the Food and Drug Association in the U.S. Basically, it's a brain-computer interface.
This is where it happens, though. We're seeing a
We're
shit
getting
out of
there.
Real life.
So this is literally an implant that they're going to put on your brain. So you need to do a surgery of some sort for this to be on your brain, and it'll allow you to control and access like the internet from your head. So like if I have my mobile device over to the side, through my brain I can like access the content on it, and I don't know necessarily how I would view it,
yeah,
or if it's just like in my mind, but that is insane already.
That's fucked.
Just the idea of getting an implant on your brain is something we've seen in sci-fi movies for years, and it never goes well.
Yeah, like...
And now potential human trials, which I don't know what that will look like.
Yeah, like, I have so many questions.
Yeah, it's still pretty ambiguous in terms of, like, what are they trying to learn?
You're probably learning a lot about, like, brain patterns mixed with, like, consumption habits.
Yeah.
And, like, this is coming from the lens of, like, a marketer, but it's like how someone thinks about your product will be revealed very quickly, I feel.
Oh, or you're like, looking at it from the marketing standpoint of the application there?
Yeah, and right, I would right, say right. that like if Like, because if I'm thinking, like, okay, like, I don't know how it works, but think, I'm like, okay, show me a Burger King ad.
Yeah.
And, or like, I just think that, and then my phone knows to, it's like, crazy. Pull up a Burger King ad.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, then people at Burger King are going to be like, okay, like, there's a trackable moment there where you can understand how a consumer thinks about your product, when they think about your product, in ways that, like, you've never been able to. You'll get access to, like, individual people's minds.
Which is so ethics behind
it. Yeah, there's just, like, this is, we're just getting way too far. Like,
you thought AI was crazy.
This, like, is, could, like, I buy positioning? Like, could I buy
in someone's brain?
Yeah, literally.
I own 0.5% of Malik's brain.
Yeah,
as a brand, that's that's insane.
Like, imagine if McDonald's was like, okay, we will pay you, you know, or like, rather than advertising.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we just want. We will pay you, $2,000 for this month. For you to only be able to think about McDonald's.
Like, give it to the individual. That's crazy. And that would happen.
Like, only you can only think about McDonald's, or only, like, search McDonald's with your mind. Man. Like, this is where shit starts to get crazy.
I know.
You know what I mean? You can buy people versus buying, like, advertising.
Yeah, it's no longer buying attention. It's buying their brain, like, their memory.
Yeah, exactly. Much. Yeah, exactly. Or their ability to control that chip.
Yeah.
To say, you can only search this.
Your dreams will only be about McDonald's for a month. Here's $10,000.
Yeah, I'll pay you $10,000.
Okay, who's not taking that?
Sounds good.
Yeah, okay. All
right.
E-transfer me here.
Yeah, exactly.
When do we start?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, it's dark days, man. Like, again, this is the early phase of it, but I'm trying to think of 10 years down the line of, like, this in the wrong hands, as it is with Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Like, where is this going
to
go?
I don't, to be honest, man, I don't see anything like this being like, oh, we're going to, and maybe I'm just ignorant.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think this is like some type of like mind control tactic that's like, oh, he's up to no good. I think it's like literally like, let's do this to like increase some type of like functionality or unlock a different level of consumerism to help like get people to spend money.
Yeah, I also think it's just like, it's cool shit.
I think it's very interesting.
Yeah, like it's for people like Elon Musk that are like born into technology. They've always wanted to push the boundaries of where we innovate. Can go and innovate. Sure, like this is cool shit at its face at face level. It's like, oh, through my brain, I can access the internet.
Yeah, I can turn on my PS5.
That's a cool idea. Yeah. But as real people, we understand that there's some very negative snowball effects of this.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And honestly, like I was saying, like from a marketing perspective, it totally changes how you access people.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, you know, imagine there's rules around broadcast.
Yeah.
There's starting to get rules, like very, very slowly starting to get like regulation on like social media and stuff, right? People are understanding the effects. Like social media really became popular, like, almost 20 years ago at this point, you know, let's call it like 2005, 2006, with like MySpace or Facebook. Any of those other YouTube and Facebook a couple years later. But like, we're just getting to a point where like, okay, we need to figure out ways that we can regulate the internet a little bit. Imagine how long it's going to take to like
regulate right now.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And that's the part that scares me a lot, because for a while it's going to just be, okay, no rules, you know.
Yeah,
open consumers or marketers go crazy with these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Figure it out.
The scary thing, man, is like years ago, even before COVID, like when this was kind of first an idea, Elon Musk was bringing it up in the sense that like everyone's going to want to have this on their brain, because think about this. I think this scenario he brought up of like, if you're aiming for to get a job or something and 9 out of 10 applicants have the Neuralink and you don't, how are you going to get that job over them? And he's like, literally, we're all just going, it's going to benefit everyone. You're going to want to get it because other people are going to have it.
Right.
And I'm like, that's fucking scary, man.
But what's the point of it?
Well, imagine the future application of just being, so no device, and you have it in your head and you can access everything your phone could.
Of course.
Through your mind.
Yeah, you're just making your, like, you're disconnecting.
Your phone is going in your head.
Your phone is going up
here. So the future application, yeah, if you can access any thought that's ever been on online, any fact, any anything like that, any program, any calculation.
I think that'd be so that'd be so interesting to like see. Like,
it like breaks your brain thinking of it.
I know. I'm like, yeah. how does this turn into something? Like, yeah.
Imagine that's the baseline though. Because if everyone can have it, then it's like, right. It's almost obsolete at that point.
Well, totally. So but then that's when everyone just gets rendered useless in society. But
man, we gotta stop talking about this at some point. This is too much for me.
But it's interesting. I think it'll be really interesting to see, like, let's say in like 25 years, 30 years, whenever this thing becomes like regular in society kind of thing.
Hopefully not, yeah.
Think about like what it means for like people who have like ADHD or a mental disorder or something like that. Like what is that gonna do for that person?
Yeah.
Like what is that side of things?
Like could it cure like amnesia or like dementia?
You know what I mean? Or like could it be a substitute for medication for people who have dementia?
Yeah.
Because it just preserves something in a way that the human body deteriorates.
So that could be a positive application, right?
Totally.
So I mean that's
But we'll then see. You lose like you. Like who are you?
It's a Black Mirror episode, man.
Now we are getting way too deep.
There's gonna be a lot of updates on this as things kind of transpire, but we'll keep y'all in the loop on what's the next thing with Neuralink.
Definitely.
Let's move on though.
Let's kind of move on. So I don't know. I was looking for topics, and I was like, what are some of like the trends that I saw? At the end of the year, it's like top, 10 marketing trends that to pay attention in 2023. That kind of stuff, right? And I decided to relook at that. I'm like, okay, we're halfway through the year. Let's see if any of this shit actually happened or is like legitimately true.
Okay, yeah.
So I searched up top 10 or top advertising trends in 2023. And this was like an article that was posted at the end of 2022 last year.
Of what they would be, the projection.
Of what they would be. Yeah. And I'm like, this one here says mobile optimization will be important. And this is the first Google search.
Yeah, right?
So I'm like, okay, this is like the top thing on the page.
Yeah.
Influencer marketing will evolve into a common marketing tactic. And I thought to myself, I was like, this is why marketers get a bad rap. Because I'm like, literally, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
This is some basic ass, like, that's like.
Yeah. But then we got to remember who's the audience. Is it is it people?
Sure, but like, bro, like, if you're in marketing,
In
marketing,
if you're not in marketing, I can understand it.
Yeah, but you have to look at this stuff and say, like, this isn't.
It's not groundbreaking at all.
I don't know. But it's not like new.
For someone that has never studied marketing or doesn't have any concept of it, this stuff might actually be like. New to them.
Yeah, sure.
Like, oh, mobile optimization. Okay, everything needs to be optimized for mobile because more people are on their phones.
Yeah, like, oh, okay. Yeah,
I know. It sounds so just elementary.
It's so stupid. Yeah,
influencer marketing one is kind of is dumb as hell. That's been a thing forever.
Yeah, and I'm like, all this stuff isn't new, and like, nor is it a trend. Like, it's literally just a thing now. It's a marketing tactic.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm just like, who writes this shit?
Is it a bunch of TikTok shit? Like, use TikTok.
It didn't even say TikTok.
Not even TikTok.
But that'll probably be on the one next year.
Next year. Did you guys hear about TikTok?
Yeah,
TikTok
make sure you consider TikTok as part of your marketing mix.
Yeah.
Throw in a 15-second TV ad and get it into right in front of Gen Z on TikTok.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like that's gonna work.
It's funny because we talked about it last episode of like the best marketing. Marketing to a certain generation can't be strategized.
Yeah.
Right. Like you're not gonna read this article and then suddenly be able to master marketing
and be agency. Like and be like, got it.
I okay, got
cool.
it.
This We're is good. How I'm gonna get this shit done. It's like this is how I'm gonna.
Like some shit you gotta be good at, or you just gotta understand culture as well. Like, you know. And
yeah, I think that's the most important piece.
Yeah.
Understand people.
Understanding that's people, it. Where people are at right now, what they're interested in.
Listen to our answers from like. Two topics ago.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good place
to
start.
To be honest, right?
You know what I mean? Like, have a conversation with real people.
Yeah. Buy space in Malik's mind. Somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. Somehow. Yeah. If you can get that done.
You know,
but I find
BioSteel is occupying a lot right now.
Yeah, BioSteel is at least 30% of my brain right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I find it really interesting because someone who's just getting into marketing will look at that and be like, okay, got it, cool. And then, like, it's like asking someone to build a plane reading instructions and then flying it and the whole thing fucking blows up.
You know
what I mean? It's like you have the toolkit of like things that are going to tell you what works, what doesn't work, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But until you actually experience what it's like to fly a real plane and see something that works and has been successful, you're never really going to understand those words on that page.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I find it very, very interesting to see stuff as elementary as this shit turn into, like...
mobile optimization?
The number one Google search thing when I look up marketing trends.
You know what it is, too, probably? Because, like, marketing is an aspect of every single company ever.
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 Yeah.
There's always an aspect of marketing. It's creating a demand. That's all it is, right?
Yeah.
And... there are not a lot of great marketers.
I'm not saying I'm a great marketer.
You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
100%. I'm a consumer, right? But I think if you're stuck, you know, you're gonna Google how do I market this shit? How do I advertise this shit?
Yeah.
There's something everyone thinks they can just kind of learn and just apply what they read, and then it'll result in sales and success.
Yeah, I understood so many. Like, why so many, like, shitty ads ended up on TV when I started working in advertising.
Yeah, agreed.
You know what
agreed.
I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, oh, okay,
this
cool.
This shit doesn't,
like,
move the needle at all.
Yeah, like, okay, this is a, like, the agency model is really interesting. It's a little, like, slow and outdated. Yeah. But, like, ultimately, like, you can present the best idea, but ultimately some fucking old fucking CEO is going to be like, I don't like this color in this.
Yeah.
I like this one instead. But all the data says this. You're fired.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Like, you know what I mean? When it's, like, made... marketing can be so incredibly, like, data-driven and data-specific until it comes down to, like, the irrationality of, like, a human thought.
A specific,
and a human preference.
Their partner said they didn't like this color, so we're not doing this color.
I remember being, like, in meetings and being like, oh, yeah, don't ever say this word in a meeting. Or don't ever, like, show this thing in a meeting. And you're like... why? We're all like adults. Like, this shouldn't offend somebody. Like, this shouldn't, like, this color in this ad versus this color in an ad shouldn't warrant a reaction like this if we have data that says this consumer prefers the color pink over the color brown or beige.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pretty simple.
it's very simple stuff. But then it's like, nope, I don't like it. So, and that's why, like, so many marketing campaigns go south for me. And jumping back to that thing, I was like, what makes an ad or, like, campaign or marketing good is, like, you know, people internally who don't get in the way of, like, a fucking pretty decent idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me how, like, there's so many, even working in marketing right now, the amount of people that, like, an idea has to filter through to, like, be to get it somewhere to be where people can see it. By the time that happens, it's like,
legal,
you guys have just shaved off any possible thing that could make this what we're trying to say.
And then it's like everything else in the market. So,
and then it just becomes so vanilla, and then it's like, okay, cool.
Every car ad ever.
Yeah, literally, like, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's move on.
That's our last one.
This is a good one. Went on a jokes one. So, you play video games that much?
2K.
Yeah.
GTA.
Yeah, I'm not...
the regulars.
I definitely don't play as much as I used to.
No, yeah.
But there's a video game that came out. It's called Gollum from Lord of the Rings. I don't know if you ever watched Lord of the Rings before.
Yeah.
But he's like this, like, little, like, weird, like, goblin monster character, right?
Yeah.
And they made
it... the one Precious?
My Precious. Yeah, gotcha. So a video game was released at where it was like a platformer type game where, like, you control Gollum and it's like a storyline kind of thing.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And it's absolute. And, like, I didn't even know it was coming out. Like, I never pay attention to video game releases anymore, by the way. Like, it's just like they just come out. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Right.
But this game was released last week and is getting absolutely just torn apart for, like, things like bugs and glitches, the development, everything's fucked. The storyline's kind of weird.
Oh, it's also just not a good game?
Yeah, it's just a terrible game, right? Yeah. And it's like people are saying that like this game could have come out in 2005. Like that's kind of how like old and outdated it is.
You know,
I've seen a ton of like TikTok trends and everything about it too. Being like people playing, be like just laughing and being like, this is terrible. So the company who made it, I'm not sure who they are. I can't remember. They issued an apology. And it kind of got me
thinking,
you know, and I'm like, I'm like, one, no one asked for this game either. So I'm like, this is done. It's over. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's not even like it was like a hyped up game.
Yeah.
But like, how do you fuck up video games in 2023?
Yeah. It's like, not an ad.
This is a
game that takes years to make.
Yeah.
You're not making a game in 1 year.
It's like making a statue and being like, okay, it's done. I built it. It's finished. Here it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh, this is ass.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean?
And all the people involved, like the writers of the script. Everything. And like the video game designers and the art. Oh, my God. Just to hear that like this could have been made in 2005, that would ruin me.
Yeah.
If I was involved in this in any way.
Oh, dude. I saw a couple clips. It was terrible. But
like, where's the testing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, it's like there's so many games that came out. The
concept testing? Yeah. So,
something like this happened a couple years ago for like this like really highly anticipated game called Cyberpunk. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That
and was a shit show. Dude, when it came out, it was like, and the marketing behind it was sick. I'm like, dude, like that was a campaign where I'm like, yo, this actually looks dope.
They were promising the world with that though.
I was like, this looks fire, bro. Yeah. And then when I started playing it, I was like, oh, it's actually kind of boring. But I play on the PS5 version that wasn't that bad, but the PS4 version was unplayable because there's so many bugs. I'm like, how does this happen?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
I can recognize with Cyberpunk is because it's this open world and it's like there's a lot to it.
Of like varying factors.
Yeah, but Gollum, like I'm imagining this is just like an adventure game.
Yeah, it's literally like it's like level it's like, one, you do this, level two, this is what, you know what I mean?
Like figure this shit out. Come on. Yeah, they made a game about a cat and that shit did amazing.
Yeah.
Like how can you not like literally a cat roaming around New York City was like a top game trending for a while.
Yeah, like
the hell?
I don't know, man. It sounds messed up.
That's crazy, though.
If you ever played this, let us know. But damn. Just hold that out, I guess.
RIP to the people that made that, man. Yeah. Like, go in hiding for a little bit and then come back out.
Delete Instagram for a while. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
But anyways, that was episode 13 right there, man.
100%.
Yeah.
We made it.
Season 5, episode 13. We definitely skipped over a couple weeks this month. We had two episodes this month, but
I won't make no promise for next week,
you know. But we're gonna try. Get busy, but thank you so much for listening. Appreciate everyone. Drop some comments. We had some pretty good discussion today.
Yeah.
Some controversial, potentially controversial discussion. So
fuck it.
You'll definitely we open some open dialogue here. Thank you very much and have a great morning,
day,
evening,
night.
Day.
Go watch Fast 10.
Yeah, go watch Fast 10, and hopefully the Heat won.